Hey there, Open Forcers, and welcome back to this episode of the Gig Academy, where we talk about all things the gig economy and independent contractor related. Today, we're going to be talking about recruiting and what I like to lovingly call the perfect storm. Today, we have Brad Crank with Crossroads Courier and Jennifer Duby with Strategic Delivery Solutions on the line. Brad, would you like to kick us off with just a quick bio?
Yeah, I'm the director of, my name is Brad Crank, and I'm the director of operations at Crossroads Courier. We're based in St. Louis, Missouri. We have offices in St. Louis, Kansas City, Phoenix, and Las Vegas. We do traditional ground courier services, as well as nationwide same-day courier delivery for a variety of industries.
Excellent. Thanks, Brad. And Jen?
Hi, Jennifer Duby. I am the director of vendor services with SDSRX. We are operated out of New Jersey. We do have over 85 locations throughout the country. We are specialized in pharmaceutical and medical delivery.
Excellent. Thank you, Jen. And I've had many conversations with you both about recruiting and the challenges we're facing just in general. You know, we hear it all the time, you know, in the news, getting people back to work post-COVID. Now, you know, wondering what's going to come in the fall. So other than COVID, you know, just kick off this discussion because, you know, this has existed before COVID, the issue of recruitment. What do you think, and I'll, Jen, if you wouldn't mind answering first, what do you think is the biggest challenge to recruitment at this time?
So I think in our industry, a little bit of it has to do with a little bit of COVID fear that's really kind of relaxed a lot over the course of the last several months. Fortunately, I think a lot of what we're still seeing is the extra benefits that the government is offering. And it's really kind of incentivizing people to stay home. They don't have to pay for the cost of operating their vehicles, which may be a little bit even with where they're at right now. Or, you know, they don't have the daycare. So I do think that we're seeing a little bit of people being stuck home, as well as people just being incentivized really not to come back to the workforce.
Definitely. Brad?
Yeah, I think we certainly saw this before COVID. I think kind of Uber effect, there's certainly a lot more, you know, players in the field that are looking for drivers, you know, Uber, DoorDash, all of those companies. A few years ago when they became prominent, we noticed more difficulty bringing people in. And then COVID obviously introduced quite a few unique challenges, you know, everything that Jen listed. You know, bringing drivers on board.
Got it. Definitely been seeing that, you know, and as we've partnered with you both to work on finding drivers, have there been any positives with COVID? And additionally, well, let's just focus on that one. Have there been any positives with COVID, or has it hurt more than helped at all? Brad, would you kick us off on this one?
Absolutely, there's a ton of positives. You know, we have a tremendous group of couriers that have worked for us for a long time. Mm-hmm. Phenomenal staff who, you know, really hunkered down when we were faced with, you know, the lockdowns and how we were going to, you know, operate our business with, you know, all these new challenges. So things like, you know, efficiencies achieved in routing and using our resources in our existing networks and people going to their friends and family to bring new people on board to help get the deliveries done. So we saw a tremendous amount of teamwork, you know, in kind of facing this challenge. And we've done a great job overcoming it. It's still a challenge every day, but I'm really proud of the work our team has done.
Excellent. Jen, any positives during the COVID crisis?
I would definitely have to agree with everything that Brad just said. I think that the teamwork that has come out of this has been astronomical across the industry, not only partnering with our drivers who have gone far above and beyond to make sure that people are still getting their medications, our internal teams working with customers to reroute, working with our customers that are also experiencing shortages, especially in the nursing industry, and then just working Definitely. Through, like he said, making sure that we're taking care of these patients. We're all doing what needs to be done to keep people safe. It's been really wonderful to see people come together and work together.
That's awesome. Excellent. So kind of switching gears here a little bit, what have been some of your best recruiting tactics and to find, you know, qualified drivers, because you're both in specialized fields. And so it isn't like you can just any Joe Schmo can come off the street and you know do medical deliveries. What has been the best recruiting tactic that you've employed, and Jenna, would you mind answering, kicking this one off for us?
Sure. So we have worked a lot with referral recruiting. So working with our drivers and discussing with people the needs, and like Brad had mentioned before, bringing in folks that are related and having them help with that recruiting. Also working with you guys on your recruiting platform has been very helpful for us.
Excellent.
And we have had to put some sign-on bonuses in that are a little higher than we've been used to help with that as well.
Gotcha. Gotcha. That's interesting. Brad?
Yeah. So I think agility was key to being successful throughout COVID, you know, having to be okay with people working, you know, kind of a split day or maybe part-time where we need somebody to work a full day, and, you know, offering various incentives, doing training when it works for the applicants. You know, if we have to do a training at 9 o'clock at night for somebody, then that's what we have to do.
Yeah.
You know, we quickly ramped up our remote, onboarding for our drivers. So, you know, using Zoom and things like that. So essentially just being very, very flexible for people coming in the door, and we're doing what we need to do for them to make it work for them.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Have you seen, what I've been hearing a lot of too, and even just, in the news as well, just how, like, you know, you hear McDonald's offering like free iPhones or whatever for, you know, getting employees to work and come and do the shift. So it sounds like too, really having to kind of sweeten the pot. And I think too, Jen, you, and I believe Brad, you hit the nail on the head too, with the government incentives at the moment with unemployment benefits, you know, it really is kind of having to dangle that carrot in front of the independent contractor or the whatever worker, you know, in the economy right now, whether it's, you know, hey, I'm getting paid, you know, why would I go back to work? You know, and COVID is real. It's a super scary thing for some people. And you know, we're trying to beat this and everything. And, you know, just getting creative. So that's really cool to hear how you guys are being creative and just, you know, pivoting. And that's one of the things that I love working, you know, with and in the gig economy with you all and everything, and figuring out creative solutions to problems, you know, cause I mean, if you guys go down, I mean, I've said it to you both separately when we've had business reviews, you know, you guys, you know, are super important, especially in a crisis, you know, like COVID, you know, we need you guys. You guys can't go down. We need you. So that's awesome to hear you guys figuring out, you know, super unique recruiting tactics and then figuring that out. So thank you for sharing that. So to kind of switch gears, what advertising do you use to recruit drivers? Obviously, you said the referrals and such. Do you use anything like Craigslist or LinkedIn or whatever? And if so, what are the most successful channels that you do currently use to find, you know, new drivers and non-referral type drivers, Brad?
Yeah, we use all the traditional, online recruiting platforms. You know, Facebook was something we hadn't used tremendously before COVID, but we use almost every day, multiple times a day. We're interacting with drivers real time. So they put an application in, we're able to talk to them. We don't have to, you know, wait for something to hit an email or hit a database and go and find them later. So, you know, Facebook, ZipRecruiter, Craigslist, all of the traditional ones that I assume everyone is using.
You haven't gotten on TikTok yet?
Well, we haven't. We've got, we have a bunch of young folks that work for us, and we've got a group of them that are meeting to find ways to you know, exploit TikTok and Instagram and LinkedIn. And so we're still working through that project. I'm excited to see where that goes.
Oh man, I'm really excited to hear where that goes too, because I think that, you know, there are some young people out there that haven't been targeted yet. So I said that a bit tongue in cheek, but that's really cool. I think that's really neat.
You know, around the holidays, we use that a lot. You know, we have some seasonal recruiting needs. And so we'll go to our folks and say, hey, who do you know? Your friends are home from school, or, you know, they may have a break and work for a shutdown or something. So it's been you know, a great avenue to get new drivers in.
Awesome. Awesome. Very cool. Jen?
So everything that Brad said, all of the usual channels, we do work with a third party that centralizes all of that. So we post the ads through Jazz HR, and we allow that to go out to all of the traditional sites. And then we will post on Craigslist. And to his point, we're looking at the TikTok and Instagram. We have been on Facebook and LinkedIn, working through those avenues. So we are, again, trying to be creative with that as well.
Awesome. I'm really excited to hear everything you guys are saying, and I'm glad, you both are able to make it, because I'm learning a lot today, and this is just exciting stuff and it really innovative. I think social media is one of the most, you know, for good or bad, you know, most easily wieldable tools, and it can be used in a really positive way, such as what you're describing. So I'm really excited to see what you guys do with this, and you guys will have to keep me posted because this is exciting stuff. So I, you know, we kind of like talked about, you know, I'm really happy to hear too, because I kind of give you a little bit of background. I was a high school volunteer leader at my church for a long time, and a lot of my guys were very industrious. So I'm really happy to hear too. I'm going to be like, hey, guys, keep a lookout for some extra work, you know, while now they're in college, you know, so I'll be pointing them your way. So I'm very excited to hear that. Definitely excited, because I know there's a lot of young people out there that are excited to work and want to work and contribute to society. So very exciting stuff. And I'm really, really thrilled. I'm going to try and contain my excitement. It's pretty evident, but I'm going to try and bring it together for the rest of the podcast and stay on track. So another thing we're seeing, and a lot of industry experts are kind of arguing against what we're all talking about, what the three of us here see, that there isn't a driver shortage. And, you know, clearly we know that there is. And, you know, we've talked about some really creative ways of going about finding new drivers. However, what some are seeing too, in you know, long haul trucking, the retention rate is extremely low. And as we've talked separately too, you know, driver retention and churn and cohort churn, those are all really important metrics that we need to look at. So Jen, what has been your experience in contracting and retaining, you know, drivers?
So it really does vary by market and by what we have available. And, you know, like we've talked a little bit earlier in the call, you know, you have to be flexible with these guys. So we are working with our operations teams to work with these folks to try to work with them around their schedules, maybe offer a little bit more flexibility in the schedules. It can be a little bit challenging when you've got to get medication somewhere by a certain time to make sure a patient is cared for. But it really is become a give and take process, and you know, teamwork and making sure that everybody is able to work around their needs. And it's really important to listen to what people are saying. So we have some markets where we do have a higher churn. We do have some markets where we have a lower churn. And we are really digging into that right now. We are working with our investment company and looking at those metrics and looking for additional ways to kind of stop that where we do see the higher volume.
Excellent. Very good. Brad?
Yeah. So I agree. You know, flexibility. You know, we have really empowered our operations managers, who are the ones that help schedule our drivers to find schedules that work for them and find essentially a book of business for a driver that meets their needs. You know, if it's early mornings or late at night, or you know, finding something that's just right for them, that's what we want to do. You know, we have so much work, and there's enough for everybody at any time. And certain people like, you know, would rather do medical deliveries, and certain people would rather, you know, deliver mail, and it's to each his own. And we do our best to accommodate that, and really developing relationships with your couriers, you know, on the ground level, and being able to, like Jen said, listen to them and their needs, and understand what works for them. That's, you know, that's what makes you successful.
Excellent. That's awesome. So kind of continuing on in a bit, switching gears here, you know, one thing we're seeing in, you know, larger trucking companies, one of the solutions that they're employing, and we kind of see this across the board, like we talked about incentives, and I, you know, brought up that example from McDonald's. People are talking about, you know, is, you know, increase in pay. However, a lot of people argue that these pay increases can actually create retention problems, because, you know, drivers are more likely to bounce around or want to take on less gigs because of the larger compensation. Brad, what are your thoughts on this?
You know, we have not had to do much with compensation relative to the couriers. We have, you know, bringing people in, we've had to do things with incentives, but again, we have so much work and so much ability to move pieces around to put together a book of business that really is good for the drivers. And so if you do that successfully, you're able to, you know, to make them, you know, a great wage, you know, a great settlement each week, and not really have to do much, you know, raising the pay. We can do that by consolidating routes, by, you know, adding more business to what they're currently doing, being more efficient. So,
excellent, Jen.
Similar. So we really haven't had to work on the wage. Like Brad said, you got to incentivize them to get them in the door.
Yeah.
What we do is we're just making sure that we're communicating very, very proactively as routes and stat work and on-demand work becomes available so that these drivers can build their book of business based on, you know, their income needs. And we're just making sure that they're aware of what's available that they can put their bids in on.
Excellent. And, you know, I'd like to add, you know, I'm really proud of, you know, what our drivers earn. And, you know, throughout COVID, you know, I think we've seen with the influx of business and the influx of just the type of work, we've seen our couriers make really, 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 really great money. You know, historically, you know, some of the highest settlements we've seen. And it's, you know, the type of work that is, you know, people need it now. And especially the medical specimens and things like that. And you know, there's a premium for that. And so as a courier, you're taking a percentage of that and you know, they've certainly felt the benefits.
Absolutely. Would you agree that the, you know, the age old saying the harvest is plenty, but the workers are few kind of applies here? Excellent. Yes. Yeah. So we, you know, one thing too, that's really interesting. And we kind of touched on it earlier and about, you know, the social media marketing, and younger people getting to work. One thing we're seeing, you know, the American Trucking Association is wanting to lower the age of being able to drive these trucks from 21 to 18. So in your respective industries, and I think I know the answer, but I want to ask, do you think that's a good thing that having, you know, opening work to teenagers, or do you think it's a bit dangerous and especially in like, you know, the medical area that you both operate in and have verticals in, do you think it's dangerous or do you think that's a good idea? Because, you know, like we said, the harvest is plenty, but the workers are few. And we need people that want to get out there and be industrious and work, right?
Right. So, you know, yeah. I think, you know, we don't do like long haul trucking. And so,
right.
We need the same concerns there, but I think absolutely getting a younger workforce in, and maybe they're not ready to do some of the critical shipments, medical shipments, but there's, again, plenty of other work to be done to train and coach them to become a professional courier, to be able to handle some of these more critical shipments.
Excellent. Jen, what are your thoughts?
I agree. I don't have any issues with opening it up. I certainly awesome. Would help to bring people to the workforce. If it's something that can be worked out in the industry, I don't have any issues with it. You know, certainly might be a little bit more challenging for them to understand how to build their business and make sure that they're taking care of themselves and operating safely. But there's so many channels through folks like you guys that can really help them build their business in that way. So I really don't see a downside.
Excellent. Very good. So now we're winding down, but we're getting to kind of maybe the fun area of the podcast and, you know, what some might, you know, like to call maybe the Joe Rogan area, but with none of the fun Elon Musk going on, but that's kind of where this next question's going. So as we're seeing more and more states legalizing recreational marijuana use, how does drug screening play a role in the driver shortage and with recruiting?
So, you know, I would have thought this would be more of an issue. You know, we drug screen all of our drivers coming in, and we have not really had an issue to date with that. It's, you know, I would have thought, you know, we're in Nevada and Arizona, mm-hmm. and both of which have legalized marijuana, in Missouri here soon. And it's not been an issue.
Excellent. Jen, have you been seeing anything?
So we don't see a lot of folks that fail. When you look at the larger markets in those areas where it is legalized, you do kind of wonder if the driver pool is being impacted by that. Sure. So it is definitely something that, you know, we've been talking about and looking at and just making sure that we have strategic conversations with, you know, legal and everyone else around it. So we're not making any moves right now, but it is definitely something that we're watching as more and more states legalize it.
Definitely. Yeah, in places like Oregon, where pretty much everything's legal now. So it'll be interesting to see where this all takes us. But who knows? It's a quickly changing society we're living in, that's for sure. So last question, and then definitely want to get your guys' thoughts on just closing thoughts on the whole, as I kind of like to call it, the perfect storm that we've been talking about when it comes to recruiting. So what programs do you think are critical for retaining independent contractors and drivers? Like what sorts of programs, what can make life on the road easier, promote health and wellness, professional development, you know, kind of those kind of areas? Because, you know, there is such an opportunity to grow and build your own business and then eventually like have drivers under you. I've seen so many success cases, like where we've had, you know, ICs become, you know, a business and then, you know, start to work with OpenForce here. What are some of those, you know, kind of nice to haves and that you think that are really important to getting independent contractors, you know, driving and then wanting to continue to do it and then flourish?
Well, you know, we've seen throughout COVID, we've seen a lot of these couriers who have decided to start their own courier companies and become a general contractor and helping facilitate, you know, their relationships with maybe Penske or other, you know, rental carriers and helping, helping them bring folks on underneath them as subcontractors, obviously through, you know, next through OpenForce. That's been, you know, also another factor to our success throughout COVID. You know, we have a department called Contractor Resources that we built throughout COVID, and we've staffed and we will continue to staff with more people, who's just done a tremendous job. And their sole focus is obviously bring drivers in, but then be a liaison between operations, you know, and the driver and help work through, you know, any issues they have. The driver is going to have an issue. Maybe we don't communicate on a certain issue on something specific the way we should. And they have an outlet within our company to come and voice their concern. And we want to hear those things and we want to learn from, you know, from our mistakes of, you know, not communicating well or maybe not providing a great experience in certain situations. And so really having that open line of communication from the driver to, you know, to dispatch, to contractor resources, you know, to work through those issues and make sure the driver knows how much they're valued and the work that they do matters, and do so quickly. So I think that's, those kind of programs are critical.
Excellent. Thank you. Jen?
Thank you. So I agree with Brad, definitely working through those things. Similarly, we've centralized our recruiting team and brought that in a little bit from the field. And what we're seeing with that is it's opening that channel of communication that he just talked about. So we've got folks that are able to have another avenue of someone to go to if they're feeling like they are not getting the right answer to a question or they have somewhere else to go. But more so, you know, on your side of the spectrum, and you guys know I love this. So, you know, making those drivers portable, allowing Definitely. Them the opportunity to take their business from place to place to place without having to continuously spend money to get drug screens and things like that and their motor vehicle checked when they've just done it for somebody else. You know, they're independent contractors. They should be able to run their business. And I love that you guys are doing that. I think that's going to be a game changer once it's fully implemented. The ability to save money on the OCAC, the ability to get cargo, if they're not going to come through our cargo liability, if you guys have cargo programs for them where they can save money, I think it would be really great for them, you know, and obviously we're not going to go near this, but if you guys could maybe again, give them some business development tips and, you know, maybe some kind of education platform on that. And then easier things again, you know, they do this probably for every company, but is there something that you guys could do internally to meet HIPAA, to meet, you know, hazmat and all of those things that other companies are doing? Maybe there's something that can kind of hit with, you know, an ABCD. So, hey, I've already got this.
Definitely. And we're, I know our team is hard at work on getting, you know, what you're kind of describing in place, and we're very excited about it and glad to know that we've got a couple partners here, you know, hey, just being on this podcast with us discussing, you know, ways that we can do things better, help get people to work and, you know, help, you know, provide a service to a very important service to, you know, the whole of our country. But also that, you know, same vision of, you know, really empowering and kind of chasing down the American dream, because essentially what you're describing is the American dream, getting out there. Like I was describing, starting, you know, as an independent contractor, I've got a car and I got a desire to work, and then growing into, you know, full-fledged business. So it's really exciting stuff. Before we close up, I wanted to ask you guys, Brad and Jen, if an independent contractor is listening to this podcast, where can they go to, you know, maybe drive for you both? Is there a you know, a specific URL? You know, how can someone find you if they want to start driving for you and get into work?
Absolutely. Crossroadscourier.com. Click on the driver application link, and we will receive the application and be in touch with you immediately.
Excellent. Jen?
SDS-RX.com, and there is a driver tab on that. You can fill out the application. And we will too.
Excellent. Hey, that's one of the fun things of working from home right there. We all get to have our four-legged friends with us. I don't know where my pug is right now, but, you know, she's definitely there. So, which, yep.
Can I give you the link again, Nick, just so
yeah,
people go ahead. Have it without the dogs barking? I'm so sorry. It's SDS-RX.com, driver services tab, and fill out the application. Our team will be in touch with you immediately. Thank you.
Excellent. Thanks, Jen. Well, Brad and Jen, thank you so much for coming and talking with us today. This has been a really topic that's near and dear to my heart. I know to your guys' hearts. And I think there's a lot that our listeners can learn from, and, you know, whether they're an independent contractor, whether they're someone also operating in the gig economy, trying to run a business and make their deliveries and find good workers. So before we sign off, Brad, do you have any last thoughts?
Yeah, I just want to say, you know, to those drivers and dispatchers and folks in the industry that are listening, you know, thank you for your hard work throughout COVID. You know, certainly those on my team did a phenomenal job. You know, the hours and weeks and months that they persevered through some of the, you know, unprecedented times, you know, I couldn't be happier with the results. And I know that that's the case, not only at Crossroads Courier, but all the other companies across the industry. And so thank you. I appreciate the opportunity to speak today.
Excellent. Thanks, Brad. Jen, any closing thoughts?
Thank you. I would like to mirror what Brad said across the industry, again, outside of our own individual companies. I think that, especially in the medical realm, you know, as well as package delivery, I think a lot of drivers and a lot of people went above and beyond through this very difficult time, working very, very long hours and making sure that people were being taken care of. And it is super appreciated. And we appreciate the support that Open Force has given us in the background. And we thank you for letting us have this opportunity to talk.
Excellent. Thank you both so much. And we really appreciate you both as well and everything that you do. And likewise, I want to echo both Brad and Jen's sentiments to everyone in the industry that's done so much, sacrificed so much, and worked really hard to keep our country really afloat in a very profound way. So thank you all. And keep your eyes peeled for the next podcast. And Open Forcers, thank you for joining us for this third episode of the Gig Academy. And I'm your host, Nick Hancock. If you are interested and you're an IC that would like to be driving and getting out there and helping both Brad and Jen in what they do and really keeping our country afloat as we head into the fall and, you know, the kind of looming hanging fear of, you know, what this fall is going to bring with COVID, see the show notes for the recruitment links and get signed up and get on the road driving. Thank you all and have a great day, and we'll be talking to you soon. Thank you.